Welcome back, everyone. We are here on a brand new episode of Ignite Your Glow with your host, Jessica M. Harris. All right, everybody, what's going on? Welcome in. I'm Jessica M. Harris. I know there was not a live that was like scheduled for today, but I wanted to go ahead and still come live to you anyway. I'm just going to double check to make sure that I can hear myself. My mic should be working though, because I'm never going to forget that last time where my mic just didn't work and I was like all that talking and y'all heard nothing. I was like, yeah, we're not about to do that. But yes, for those of you who are just now tuning in, my name is Jessica M. Harris here, and I'm the founder of the Ignite Your Glow community. I'm super pumped and very excited because, yeah, God is just good, like, period, no matter which way you look at it as. So just to give you a recap, especially if you're someone who is new or if you're somebody who has just joined the community and maybe you're trying to figure out what different topics that we've discussed. Well, we have talked about gifts, your gifts and your talents. We have talked about compartmentalization. We have talked about you and your journey and your wilderness. We've talked about the importance of you embracing your journey. So all of those pieces have been discussed so far, and we're definitely going to continue to dibble dabble in each of those areas as we continue to go forward, as we continue to expand, and as we continue to just walk in our own personal faith journeys with the Lord, right? Because no matter which way you look at it, there's always going to be an opportunity where we're going to have to learn more, see more, do more. And the same thing applies to writing, right? As you write out a story, and this is my example here, it develops, right? So for starters, you may simply start with just an idea of a story. And then eventually you come down to being like, okay, well, let me get the characters that I kind of want to add into the story. Then you start looking at your outline, right? So just like with that story, it begins to build and build and build, but it built off of the previous precepts. The same thing is with you. The same thing is with me. We continue to grow, and as we grow, different pieces may come back around. So us talking about gifts and talents and things of that nature, yes, we discussed that more so in December, but all of those pieces that were discussed then regarding that are still relevant now. Just like last week, we talked about compartmentalization, right? And you being able to heal some of those inner wounds, those deep wounds. Just because we talked about that last week doesn't mean that all those pieces don't tie together. So I really want you to take some time, if you haven't done so already, and go back through some of those lives that we have. Why? Because some of those lives, maybe you wasn't in that season or experiencing something at that time for it to really resonate, but maybe you're in a season now where you're like, okay, you know what? There was something mentioned there about my gifts. There was something mentioned there about me, you know, standing on the promises of God. There was something on there about, you know, allowing God to use me exactly where I am as an opportunity to go forth in this day and age. So whatever it is the Lord is calling you to, this is when you want to just allow God to just be God in everything. Today's topic of conversation is not allowing fear to stop you. And this really came in yesterday, because yesterday, y'all probably already see it. My bad, my glasses are like super foggy and I'm trying to figure out like, okay, why? Anyways, you probably saw it yesterday where I went ahead and did the live. It was shared in the community regarding what is holding you back. And this was to really just showcase the course that is now available, Memoir to Media Impact, which is an online course that is going to help you understand the power in storytelling and give you the tools that you need to be able to leverage yourself as the expert in sharing your personal stories while being able to connect with a greater audience, right? So that was yesterday's conversation. Well, as I was going through the notes yesterday, as I was just reflecting and whatnot from there, what was coming to my mind was the fear component. Now, yes, that's a part of the course, but the fear part isn't just something that comes to people who are trying to write a book or making a business. Fear is something that tries to creep in everyone's daily life in general as a whole. And we have to, as believers, understand who we are in God and who God is and why fear has no power over us, period, across the board. So yes, it can show up in your business. Yes, it can try to show up, you know, in your personal life. Yes, it can try to sneak its way through, right, in day-to-day life in different factors, right, and in different ways. But we as believers have authority and we have weapons. For real, for real. And we need to know how to utilize them. So I'm super excited because I was, you know, just writing some stuff down. And I wanted to share essentially what I was putting in my notes, just believing by faith that just as it encouraged me, that I believe it's going to also encourage you too. And my bad, because I had switched scriptures on my phone and I'm trying to go back to the one that I was just at prior to the switch that I made. All right, I think I'm there. So in my notes, I went ahead and added this. Fear is a spirit that is not sent by God. And we should all know that, right? That fear is not God. No. God and fear, like that's tomatoes and apples. Like that's not the same thing at all. So fear is a spirit that's not sent by God that does try to stall you. Fear will try to delay you from the very purpose that God has called you to. It will try to wedge itself inside of your mind, inside of everything around you, inside of people, right? Fear will try to wedge itself into a particular area, whether it's a job, your business, your ideas, whatever it can get like a foothold in. Fear will try to introduce itself saying, hey, I'm here, what's up? And this is the thing. It will even try to block some of the doors, right, from opening. It will even try to even bring in past memories, things that you may even have been healed from, just to try to creep up in such a way. Because we have to remember that the battles that we face are not carnal. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. So before I talk about what that part is more, I want to bring you to the concept of who God is first. We have to understand that the truth is this. Fear doesn't have a hold over us. Fear has no legal right to us. The truth is also in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but he does give us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. So when we can begin to understand the concept of who God is and what he isn't, we can then begin to see things differently and to walk differently, to talk differently, and we are able to understand how his strength is what is embodying inside of us even now. So I wanted to bring you to Ephesians chapter 6, and that's where I was going to my phone. So I wrote some of it on my screen, but I got my phone here too that has some of the scriptures, right? So in Ephesians chapter 6, if I start here on verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we're already given the first instruction, right? For us to be strong in the Lord and to be strong in the power of his might. It doesn't say to be strong in Jessica's might. It doesn't say to be strong in your might. It's saying to be strong in the power of the Lord and in him. So when we know that, okay, God, I may not be strong enough for this situation, but I can trust, right, that the Lord is the one who has given me his strength in this hour. I can trust that my power comes from God in this hour, because it's saying be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, right? Then we have the part that goes on next to tell us in verse 11 that we need to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the tactics, right? Against those schemes, against whatever it is that he may try to throw your way, against whatever fiery darts, right? Anything of that nature that will try to come up. We understand that our weapons have the ability to keep us and to protect us in the midst. When I look up the word wiles, this is from the King James Version. And the dictionary, it says it's a devious or cunning strategy, right? That's employed in manipulating or persuading someone to do what it wants. So we understand that the Lord is telling us that we need to be able to have on our armor, right? So that we may be able to stand against those schemes, those plots that the devil is trying to bring forth on this day. So we want to make sure that every single day we're wearing the armor of God, that every single day we're standing firm on his word, that every single day that we're not allowing the enemy to have any type of foothold or footstool in anything that we do. And that includes not allowing fear, anxiety, doubt, unbelief, and any of those other pieces have any room. Before I go further, I'm going to share this part here. I think the live was done last in January, if I'm not mistaken. And in the live, the God had given me an anemone today, an analogy. And in the analogy, the Lord was showing me like a table. And it was like, I got too much. I got a lot of stuff here, but I'm in a different part of my counter. But right, like I got my, like it's me here on my table. I got my water bottles here. The full one, let's call it purpose. The one that's a little empty, let's call it fear. And then we got some other stuff, right? We got some fear here. We got stubbornness over here. We got some doubt over here, right? We got all this extra stuff. So this is the thing. When we have room at the table and it's just us and purpose, we cool. We Gucci, like we straight. We chilling, right? I got elbow room, purpose here, got some room. We can breathe, we're good. But then all of a sudden, fear try come knocking at the door, bringing whatever problem it wanna bring. And all of a sudden it comes in and it moves purpose to the side. And it's like, hey guys, come in too. And it starts bringing all these extra things into the picture. And now your purpose is way over here because the table space that you had that was meant for just you two has now been occupied with some other things. It's feeling a bit clustered, right? It's feeling a bit crowded now. We have to understand that when we have our weapons and when we know who our God is and when we know that fear doesn't have any type of power over us, period, because again, 1 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, we are able to kick that thing to the curb, let that thing know that it has no legal rights here, and let the devil know that he can't come in and disrupt what it is that the Lord is doing here. Period. Case closed. We have to understand that purpose now can come back and take its rightful seat with you, right? Knowing by faith, like, all right, this is what we're about to do. Because all that rah-rah, all that noise, all that extra, all that nonsense has no type of say over what it is the Lord is asking you to do in this hour. And I don't mean that just in purpose. I'm talking about that's in your business. I'm talking about that's in your life. I'm talking about with your children. I'm talking about your spouse. I'm talking about your finances. I'm talking about with everything. I got to speak to myself here on this, like for real, for real. This is a conversation that me and God had to have before I can even come to you. Because I needed to understand that regardless of what the enemy tries to plan, think, or do, or say, this ain't about to happen here. Because I know the Lord thy God. I know the God that I serve. I know the Lord is with me because he tells us that in his word, right? That he is with you wherever you go. He is with you wherever you go. Be bold and be courageous. Have I not commanded you to be bold and courageous to do what it is I have said to do? Listen, I'm paraphrasing here, but that's what his list. We're going to go to the word. Because I want to say the exact scripture, because I know which scripture I'm trying to say. I'm like, I know the pieces got in my head. Yes, Joshua 1:9 literally says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, and neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you whithersoever thou goest, meaning wherever you go. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Wherever it is that the Lord is taking you in this hour, wherever it is that he is bringing you, whether it's a physical place, whether it's a new industry, whether it's a new address, right? Whether it's you doing something different, whether it's you speaking on stages and places that you've never gone to before, whether it's you being invited into open doors that you never thought that you was worthy to walk in, whatever the case may be, this is a new season for you. This is a new time for you. This is a new version of you that's emerging. The Lord is looking at the old version. Now we're going to change the bottle. It's no longer fear. This is now the old version of you, right? The God is taking the old version of you and he is filling you up to being that new person. He is bringing you into this place. Some of you may be looking like this right now. Some of you may be even feeling empty right now. Some of you may be needing to be filled up in this hour right now. May be needing that replenishing, that refreshing of the Lord right now. Maybe you trying to figure out why things are looking or going the way that they're looking, and you need to be filled back up. You need that refreshing. You need all of your armor on. You can't work out like this and think that you're going to go up to a battle that's dealing on this level here, but your energy is down here, that your garments is down here, but what is needed is up here. You're going to have to be filled up in this hour for what it is that the Lord needs you to do. You're going to have to be dressed up completely in your armor. You can't be walking out the door without your helmet of salvation on. You can't be walking out the door without your breastplate of righteousness on. You can't be walking out the door without your shield of faith on. You can't be walking out the door without your sword of the living word of God on this day. You can't be walking out the door without your belt of truth. You can't be walking out the door without these things. These things need to be on you at all times, period. You have to be fully suited and booted and ready to go. You have to be fully suited and booted and ready to go at all times. Because the devil knows who you're supposed to be. It doesn't matter if this is how you look right now. The devil knows who you're supposed to be. So he's trying to combat that very thing and trying to get you down from now so he can block you from who you're becoming. But God is so good, he already knows that he's trying to come. God is so good that he already has angels dispatched for you. God is so good that he is trying to get you into a place where you can be redirected, facing him and seeing him and everything. God is so good that he wants to make every crooked place inside of your life straight so then you can begin to be aligned to everything and of every ways and of every purpose of where he is bringing you to. God loves you so much that he literally has said, I am making all things brand new. And hear me when I tell you, when the Lord gives a word, it doesn't return unto him void. As he sends it forth, it shall complete the very task of which he sent it forth to do according to his will. Whatever he says, it will come to pass. When he gives a word, it is established. Established means it's in the earth. It means it's already done. The benefit and beauty of God is that everything that the Lord has done here was already predated, predestined before you or I, right, has ever come upon this earth. Before this year of 2024, it was already established. We are simply getting an opportunity to walk in it. But it was already here before we showed up, period. When we can understand that concept, when we can grasp that idea, we can then walk boldly into what it is that the Lord is asking us to, steadfast, remaining in faith, not wavering, because we trust in the Lord thy God who sees us, who knows us, who formed us and knew us before we was ever formed in our mother's womb, according to Jeremiah 1:5. When we understand the logistics that God is fact and that our emotions and our situations are fiction, then we can understand that by remaining true in him, regardless of what we can see, we'll continue to do what it is that he needs us to do, and we can do so joyfully in everything, regardless of what the enemy may try to bring on this day. I'm going back to the scripture, trying to find Ephesians. All right, so those are not in my notes, but it was coming to my mind. Listen, all I'm gonna say is thank you, God, for all of it. So now we're gonna keep going though. So we already went ahead and talked about the wiles of the devil. So now let's talk about verse 12 in chapter 6, right? This is the part that we need to understand. We don't fight battles in the carnal, right? We don't. Like, we can think it's flesh and blood, like so-and-so said X, Y, and Z. It's not the battle. What really is what it tells us in verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers and darkness of the world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. When we understand that when people do things, say things, or things come about, it's not necessarily the person, it's whatever spirit is operating through them. And that's why we as believers, right, the word tells us we are to be forgiving, right? We are to forgive. We're not to curse those who curse us, but to bless them instead. Why? Because we know that there's a spirit there that's operating. There may be some deliverance that is needed. There may be some other pieces and things that are beyond what we know at the moment that is taking place. So that's the part where we know who we are in God and we operate from his standpoint. So when he says, listen, don't even feed into that foolery, keep pushing. When he says, don't even go in that direction, keep pushing. When he says, don't even pay them no mind, keep pushing. Because he already knows what they're operating in. He already knows what spirit is trying to be there. He already knows what type of weapons that devil's trying to throw your way if you are to entangle yourself with it. But if you don't engage, if you don't entangle, if you don't interact, that thing can't come at you because you haven't actually tripped it up, right? If you're on this side and it's on that side and you're not flinging rocks at it, it's going to keep pushing. Because remember, there's different rights and whatnot that have to go with that part. I am not as fluent in them areas by a long shot, but I know the pieces that I have experienced and what he has told me. If I keep going this way and the devil's over here and I don't go that way, I don't have to deal with the foolery that's there because it's the unnecessary warfare that I didn't need to experience if I went in that direction instead of going left when he told me to. Or in my case, going right versus left, right? So take it in that direction. In verse 13, it tells us, wherefore, this is the part about your armor. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, meaning your belt of truth, right, that we just talked about. And having on your breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shodded with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah and glory to God. Trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. All right. And above all else, taking the shield of faith, right, with you, you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, we're going to pause here for a moment because I thought that part was special. It says, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, this was highlighted the other day for me in Hebrews 4. In verse 12. And this is the part that I thought was phenomenal because this was just, I've been in Hebrews a little bit the last like few days. So me and God just been in Hebrews a lot. But the verse 12 is what really stuck out when I was, verse 12 in chapter 4 amongst other verses stuck out. And this is the part that I wanted to add here because we're talking about the weapons, right, of battle that we're supposed to be carrying. So you heard him just say, carry the sword, right? So peep swag. It's the sword you want to think in your mind. So this is the, you know what, I'm going to rephrase it. I want you, if you're watching, if you're not driving, right? So please don't be driving or handling any machinery right now in this part. But I need you to close your eyes right now, wherever you are, because I want to read you the description of the sword that you have, because I want you to envision what that looks like. Because I want you to not think of it as like a rinky-dinky sword that you see in the kids' movies where the kids are like, guard, guard, unguard. No, no. I want you to see this as a sword that can come against any Goliath that tries to come your way instead. That's the type of sword I want you to see this as. So as you close your eyes, I want you to begin to imagine the very words of which I'm getting ready to say. And it says, for the word of God, it's quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and of the marrow. It is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Can you understand that that sword will shred everything and anything, period? What sword do you know right now has the ability to divide asunder soul and spirit? I'm just throwing it out there. What sword do you know right now has the ability to go through joints and marrow? I'm just saying, like that's a pretty sharp sword. I'm just throwing it out there, right? And not only can the sword do that, but it is a discerner of thoughts. It's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. When we understand the power and the word of God, that it's not just a book of stories, that it's not just words that we read on a daily, that it's not just, you know, encouraging messages here and there. No. When we begin to understand the power that it contains and the ways in which we are able to wield that weapon properly and steward the word of God within us, right? We handle things and we begin to see things so much differently. So much differently. We can handle situations from a perspective of feeling like, oh man, yeah, I gotta go deal with this thing today. I don't know how this is gonna work. Like, we just gonna try. Versus coming into that thing like, yo, what up? Why? Because you already know you ready for the battle. You already know, like, yeah, now the words say X, Y, and Z, so bye. Right? You already know. And when you know, you know. And because you know, can't nothing stop you. Because you know how to keep pushing through. Because just like the word is able to cut through all that stuff, can you imagine every time a dart comes your way and a word just go forth and it slams that thing shut like, ooh. That shield of faith come forth and it just quenches it like, ooh. Can you imagine going into every atmosphere being like, yeah, nope, nope, nope. Word curses, bye, this, bye, X, bye, doubt, bye. Because it's just moving, 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 moving like, jeez. What's happening here? Because, man, my soul go through everything. Why? Because the word of God is in me. It's cutting through everything. It doesn't mean that you won't go through stuff. But the way that you're able to handle that, you're so much stronger when the word of God truly rests inside of you. Because you're filled up the way that you need to be to handle the battles that come upon you. Versus trying to do things half empty. Well, in this case, barely full. Just throwing it out there. So we're going to go back to Ephesians right quick. Y'all, like I said, this encouraging me. So if it ain't encouraging you, it's definitely encouraging me today. All right, let me get, where was I just at? Okay, feet shouted into peace. I knew I was getting to the part of prayer. Okay, perfect. 18. So we're back in Ephesians and we're going to go to chapter 6, verse 18. Thank you. And this last part here says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Listen, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is so good. He is so good. He is so good. He is so good. And I'm just going to continue for the last two, just because I have them highlighted from previous reads. I'm just going to read them just to read them. 19 says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I pray that we would all open our mouths boldly and proclaim the word of the Lord and what it is that he gives unto us to share. And for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Period. Case closed. So, as we begin to wrap up this live, I just need you to understand that there is power inside of you because the Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside. That there is power inside of you because the Lord has already adopted you into sonship, right? After we go into repentance, after we go into receiving salvation, after we go into going into repentance, right? And then once we receive salvation, we repent, and in the midst of that, we are able to now look at God as our Father, and as our friend, who tells us his secrets. And as we do things, and as we go through this journey, we understand that repentance, one, is a daily thing for us. And it also allows us an opportunity to do the self-examinations that are needed. Even when things that pop up that may try to cause fear or doubt or anything, examine yourself and ask God to reveal, where is the thing that opened that access? What opened the access that allowed that enemy to think it even had a footstool, to think it even had an opportunity to show up? Where did I give access, God? And if there are access points that have been breached, begin to ask the Lord to seal up those access points. Begin to repent for sure, right? I have to do it all the time. Repent. Listen, I repent daily because I'm not perfect. I know I'm not. I'm not going to pretend that I am, not by a long shot, right? So I'm going to repent daily. But I'm also asking God, where and what is it that's taking place, God? Show me, reveal it unto me. What has been breached? Why is there a breach? Help me, Lord God, help me, Lord God, in that area, right? If it's an area about being insecure in X, Y, or Z, God, I need you to restore that area, restore that door, close down whatever portal, whatever thing that was opened up, remove and bind and rebuke whatever uninvited guest. If it's deliverance, get delivered. If it's something that you're binding and rebuking and coming out of agreement with because you're renouncing and denouncing, then do that and go from there. And again, I don't know all of these pieces, like the full throttle mixture. I can give you what I have been through and I can give you what I know. There may be others of you who are in this community who have a better understanding of this aspect. Please feel free to join in and chime in on this. Please feel free to be a resource, right? Because I know I don't know everything, hands down. That's why I love the concept of communities, because it allows you to be able to learn from other people at the same time. But I know that there are times where we have to do exactly what was mentioned. Repent, ask God to close and reveal these doors so we're not allowing access to come back in, not this time or ever again, for that matter. Let me see how long you've been on. I don't know how long this live has been going. Oh, okay, 30 minutes. All right, so it's been 30 minutes long. That being said, we are gonna wrap up here because I feel like that was a lot of information and I want you to really chew on it and take it in and not allow yourself to be overwhelmed because I talk really fast. So take the information and run with it and go to God. Let him show you what it is that he needs to show you in the midst of the very areas that we discussed today. So again, don't let fear come in and don't let fear have any room. Peace and blessings. I'm Jessica M. Harris here. And yeah, I will catch y'all on the next one. Bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe to the Ignite Your Glow podcast.